Sup, nerd? Can I have some of that pasta? Come on, please. Pretty, 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 please. What if I show you my tits? Well, you're my roommate, and you've seen me walk around topless like a million times, sure. But what guy would say no to some nice perky tits in his face, huh? Ugh, you're the worst. What if I go topless for the whole evening? Yeah, then it's a deal, mister. I fucking love your cooking, man. You should think about doing this shit for money. You're really good. I can't believe I'm eating pasta with my roommate while my tits are out. God, imagine if you took, like, a picture or some shit. That would be so fucking creepy. Thank God you're such a chill guy. You would never do that. Even though you know you could basically make me do whatever you want if you had naked pictures of me. Like, seriously, I would do anything to keep them from getting leaked. Well, walking around topless is different than putting it on the internet. And if you were really gonna be a creep about it, you'd threaten me to send those pictures to my parents. I would do such nasty and depraved things to keep them from getting those pics. I'm just really glad that you don't do that kind of stuff, because that would be like a total nightmare. I mean, just imagine the kind of power you would have over me if you took a single picture of me right now. Like, you could turn from my roommate into my master in a matter of seconds. I'm so happy you're not like that. Like, when I walk around topless, you're like so chill about it. It's almost like you don't care about my tits, or you, like, don't find me attractive or something. Well, no, of course, you don't want to be creepy, I understand. Ugh, you don't have to call me hot. I fucking know I'm hot, and it's weird of you to say that when my tits are out. And if you really found me hot, you would have made some creep shots of me, or at least stared at me a lot more. A creep shot, you know, a sexy picture you make of a hot girl without her knowing. You've never made one? Ugh, yeah, consent is important, blah blah blah. Your cooking almost made me forget how boring you could be. Look, just take your phone out and imagine you wanted to make a picture of me without me knowing about it. Wait, not right now, it needs to be a sexy picture. Just sit tight for a second. Here, I got out of my sweatpants and put on some fancy lace panties. Now I'll just bend over like I'm looking in the fridge. Make sure you get some side boob in there too. A true creep would love that. Now, let me see the pic. Oh my god, you can almost see my pussy through my panties. See, Rumi? It's images like this that would be perfect blackmail material. Of course, you'd be too boring to even think about blackmailing a girl after she nearly flashed you her pussy, but still, you could ask me to show my pussy right now, and if I said no, you could just threaten to post the picture online. You could make me do whatever you want. All you need to do is blackmail me, baby. Dude, what the fuck? I don't want to be blackmailed. Like, I'm not some weirdo or something. I'm just telling you what your options are. You know, just making conversation or some shit. Fuck, dude, I'm gonna get a beer. I don't want you starting about the birds and the bees with me or some crap, okay? Why do you always put the beer in the back? It's such a bitch to reach this way. Now, can you just let me have a beer and let me eat my pasta? Or do you want to talk about my fantasy of being blackmailed by my roommate, which I don't have? And even if I did, you're like the worst roommate to fulfill it, always blabbering on about consent and ignoring obvious hints. Dude, why are you sending me a snap? I'm literally less than a meter away from you. You're such a weirdo. When did you make this? When I was reaching for my beer? Who else did you send it to? Just me? For now? What the fuck do you mean for now? You aren't sending that shit to anybody, okay? You won't send it as long as I'm a good girl? Dude, I'm your roommate and I told you I don't have a blackmail kink. Wait, please, I can see that you're trying to send it to your friends. Don't, please. Yes, I have a blackmail kink. Yes, I want to be a submissive little bitch for my hot roommate. No, I don't want you to send those pictures to anyone else. Yes, I want to be a good girl for you. I'll do whatever you say. Please, just don't send those pictures to your friends. It would ruin my life. Call you, sir? Oh, please, don't be ridiculous. Wait, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it, sir. Just don't. Yes, I'll take off my panties. You want me to turn around and bend over? Can you at least promise me that you'll delete those two pictures after? Okay, sir, I'll do that for you. I'll be a good girl. Wait, hold on. I can hear you taking more pictures. Please stop. No, I don't want this. Stop. Please, I'll do anything. I am not gonna suck your cock to get you to delete those pictures. I'm not some whore. Wait, how the fuck did you get the number of my parents? Ugh, damn, I never should have shown them how Facebook works. Wait, you couldn't possibly think to. No, you wouldn't, right? You can't! Fine, I'll suck your cock, just don't send it to my parents. I said fucking fine, I'll suck your fucking cock, just don't send it to my fucking parents for fuck's sake. Now that I think about it, you've seen me topless so many times. I think you even saw me naked once. But I've never seen your dick. So, how about you whip it out for me, big boy? What do you mean, no? You want me to beg, or you'll send a voice recording of me asking to see your dick to my dad? Ugh, how the fuck are you so good at being a creep? You seem so normal. But fine. Oh, sir, please whip that blackmailer dick out for me. Make sure to make some pretty pictures of my slutty face being stuffed with cock, sir. I want you to show my mommy and daddy that their perfect daughter turned into such a slut for your dick. Please show your friends that you have your own little live-in submissive fuck pet. I'm begging you. I want everyone to know what a slut I am. Yes, sir, I'll take your pants off. Wow, I regret not getting to see this cock earlier. Although I would have never have sucked it if you didn't blackmail me. No, sir, not at all. But you are blackmailing me, aren't you? So I should probably start sucking. Take a picture. I said, please don't make a picture. Oh, it's so embarrassing. You can make me do whatever you want, and I couldn't say no. I don't want to do all these naughty things. I don't want to lick your balls like this. I hate being a slut for my roommate. But I have no choice, do I? Wait, don't take a picture. I'm serious. Okay, sorry. My hair was probably gonna look really messy, and that wouldn't be good blackmail material now, would it? Ugh, if you're gonna blackmail me, I at least wanna look gorgeous for the occasion. After all, don't you want to blackmail a pretty fuck pet? Guys only bother blackmailing girls that are so hot that they need to have her, whatever the cost. So if you blackmail me, that means you're obsessed with me. You're such an obsessive creep, making me suck your cock, pushing my head down like I'm just some slut you want to use for your pleasure. I said, pushing my head down. Thank you for making a video of my nose being pressed against your crotch. I bet you're gonna masturbate to that video like the pervert I know you are. Or maybe you're gonna make me jerk you off while you look at the video. After all, you could make me do anything. Are you close to coming? I would really appreciate it if you came in my mouth. I'm not on birth control, so you flooding my pretty little pussy would be like the worst thing you could possibly do to me. It would be such a creepy blackmailer thing to do too. Like, as soon as the creep hears a girl isn't on birth control, they would probably force her to bend over and take that thick, gooey load deep inside her little cunt. Please don't blackmail me into getting cream pied by your beautiful cock. That would literally be my worst nightmare. Do not force me to get on all fours on the floor and take me from behind like I'm a bitch in heat. That would be so degrading and embarrassing, especially if you took pictures and made videos while you fuck me. I really, really, really hope you do not do that right now. Oh God, please, not to my mom. Yes, I'll get on all fours, just please, anyone but her. Oh God, please, just stop taking pictures of my ass. It's so embarrassing. I can't help but to sway my hips when I'm on all fours. I can't help it if I'm not a slut, I promise. Stop rubbing my pussy with that cock of yours. I don't want it. No, I don't. And I'm not gonna say hi to the cameras either. No. How the fuck do you even know my boss? Okay, fine. Just make it quick, please. I'm not supposed to want it. So, hi. My name is Alice, and this video is to show everyone that I'm a fucking slut for my roommate's beautiful cock. So everyone can hear how wet I am as he enters my pussy for the first time. I begged him to make this video because I wanted the world to see what a slut I am, and oh fuck. And I want him to be able to rewatch the moment he turned me into his personal little fuck slut, because a guy like him fucking deserves to have one. He's my master, and I'm his fucking whore. I wish all my friends were here to watch me beg and moan for my master. I want the whole world to see how much I degrade myself for my master. I want everyone to see the dirty, nasty things I would do for his perfect cock. You done? You want a picture where I kiss you as you fuck me from behind? Of course I'd l- I mean, I don't want that at all, but I guess I have no choice, right? Wait, hold on, you're getting faster. Wait, please, I told you I'm not on birth control. Oh God, please don't come in me. No. I don't want it. Stop saying that. Oh God. Oh fuck, please don't let me. I can't go slower. Oh fuck. No, you're gonna make me. But I don't want to. I don't. I don't. Inside me, you wanted me so badly that you came inside me, even though I told you I wasn't on birth control. You're so obsessed with me. I bet you wanted me to fuck you like this for months. What do you mean I can admit it now? There's nothing to admit. No, you made me say that I had a blackmail kink, remember? I did not mean a word I said. Nuh-uh. You found me so hot that you blackmailed me. And since I don't know the password to your phone, all I could possibly do is be your submissive little slut until you delete those pictures. I simply don't have any other options here. Now, can you please make me kiss you?